You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So last Saturday, this past weekend, I went to Red Lobster for the first time since I've been living in Houston. So I haven't been, and quite frankly, I feel like it's, this is a personal opinion, I felt like it was better seafood options.
Yeah, especially here.
In Houston. Mm-hmm. So, haven't really went to Red Lobster since. Until Saturday. And if you're not familiar, they have a new thing going on. They have a seafood boil bag.
You mentioned it last week, didn't you?
Yeah,
or a week before?
Yeah, so that's the new thing. They have a seafood boil bag. And I actually did a review on it. You can see it on my Instagram at TheFiggyFig. Check it out. Give me a follow. All that good stuff. So before I get to the review, they did have a new drink there too.
Okay.
So Dr. Dre and Snoop got a drink there called Purple Haze.
Okay.
And so I tried it. I thought it was pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm. What's in it?
I'm not sure. It was just like a fancy looking drink. Mm-hmm. And they had like a flyer on the table.
Alcohol or no alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol. So I'm like, yeah, let me try the Purple Haze, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny because they used to call a brand of weed or a grade of weed Purple Haze.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me get the Purple Haze. I thought that was pretty good. As far as the seafood boil bag, so I got the Mariner's boil, mm-hmm. which includes the main lobster tail, a dozen shrimp, and snow crab legs, corn, and red potatoes.
Okay.
Which is fine. I'm like, all right, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The sauces they had available at that time was the roasted garlic butter and the Cajun butter.
Okay.
And I told them to put both in there and kind of mix it up and all that stuff.
See, here's the thing. It's kind of hard to ruin a boil bag.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I had it. I actually thought it wasn't too bad, but I felt like it wasn't enough seasoning in there to the point I was joking around. I'm like, damn, I wish I could have brought to slap your mama.
Yeah, bring some Cajun spice.
Yeah. If I would have brought some of that, it probably would have made it a little better. I felt like it was a lot of butter. Mm-hmm. It was the sauces they had was mainly butter.
Yeah.
So it didn't really have the seasoning I thought it was going to have. And outside of that, I felt like it was okay. It was a little, I felt like my bill came up a little high too.
Oh, really?
I'm just like, damn, I could have went somewhere else. But yeah, that was the only issue I had with it. It just wasn't enough seasoning. And the actual boil bag, I felt like when you get one of those seafood boil bags, the bag's supposed to be steaming hot.
Steaming like, hot you're supposed to and get the it. Smell. And
yeah, it felt like they cooked the seafood and just put it in the bag.
Okay,
so the bag wasn't even hot.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So that would be a problem for me.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of an issue, but I didn't really hold it against them.
By the way, the Purple Haze is still gin, which I guess is Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's gin.
Mm-hmm. Gin and juice or something.
And then it features dessert pear, handcrafted lemonade, and sparkling gold shimmer.
Hey, okay. Sounds good,
okay,
actually.
That's why it was good.
Yeah,
then.
It sounds good.
Nah, it was actually pretty good. I kind of wish I ordered another one, but I'm like, I'm at Red Lobster. I can't be getting drunk at Red Lobster.
Sure you can. The thing about Red Lobster, I have nothing against Red Lobster. I've just never been a huge fan because there's always a better option to me. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's nothing personal. You're kind of describing, I'm sure they're trying real hard and it's, you know, hopefully it takes off. It's just a notch below what you can get in this city.
Yeah, it's like anyone who goes to Olive Garden in the Northeast. Like, mm-hmm. There's plenty of Italian restaurants around that are really good. You don't need to go to Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, same idea.
Yeah, so like you said, Lopez, they are trying something, and they do have a new CEO by the name of DeMola.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the new CEO, and here's his message to the people, because apparently they are trying. They are listening to people.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, they are listening to people, and they actually came up with something new as of recent. Remind you, I went Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see this video. They didn't have this option for me, but here is the CEO of Red Lobster with a message to the people like me.
Hello, Lobster Nation. DeMola here. We dropped our new seafood boils, and you guys really, really, really showed up. We appreciate all the love and all the excitement. Also, we heard you in the comments. You want even more heat. You want even more flavors. So we're turning it up with your choice of original, spicy, and extra spicy. I'm going with the extra spicy and adding a new flavor as well. Old Bay and Parmesan. Want to add sausage? We've got you. You can do it all now at Red Lobster. And finally, shout out to the teams, our servers, managers, chefs, and operators, who were able to make all of these changes happen in just 1 week. Stay hungry, keep commenting, and we'll keep cracking.
So I saw this video. I'm like, dang, I wish I would have waited to this Saturday to do it, because they didn't give me those heat options or, mm-hmm. you know, Old Bay. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, see, that's my point. It's not you, it's me. You know, I don't mind Red Lobster. I hope they do well. But if they're going this extra step, maybe.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of glad that they are trying to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just throwing anything on the menu and calling it a day. It seems like they are listening to people.
Yeah.
They probably are looking at the reviews and all that stuff. So salute to them. But
yeah.
I got to give a shout out to my good friend Dende, who's an R&B artist. Kind of well known now. He's blowing up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he actually did a... He actually did a review on this recently. I want to say like yesterday.
Okay.
And here is my good friend Dende giving a review on the new lobster bag.
Yo, it's Dende, and I had to check out Red Lobster's new bigger, blacker menu. I don't think that's what it's called, but they got a black CEO. So, and they must have heard I'm a fan of seafood boils because that's the first thing I wanted to try. So we started with the Cheddar Bay biscuits. They're amazing. They always are fire. They've been amazing since I was a little kid. Then we got the lobster dip. Honestly, it didn't look great, but it actually tasted way better than I expected. So then we shared one of the big seafood boil bags. I don't remember the exact name, but it had a good mix of everything. We went with Cajun butter and picked the extra spicy option. But here's the thing. It wasn't spicy and it wasn't Cajun. It was just butter. It tasted good, but it wasn't what we were really expecting. So we might have to try at a different location next time. We went to like the Woodlands, so that might explain the lack of spice.
I felt like he kind of put it perfect a little bit. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, I didn't leave disappointed, like, oh, my God, I would never eat there again. But it was just a little bit underwhelming. And maybe it's because we had so many good seafood spots around here.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're going to a place that's trying to up their seafood game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. You know, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, I know y'all don't know this, but Dende, did you know he had a song with Arian Foster?
I did not.
Yes, he have a song with Arian Foster's, and he put it on one of his older EPs. But I like giving him a hard time about this because he don't know anything about football,
Dende
and
doesn't.
He had no idea how much of a legend Arian Foster is. He just kind of did a song with him and just called it a day. And I'm like, bro, that's Arian Foster, man. And last season, he actually went out to a game for the first time. He'd never been to a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the Monday. It might have been a Lions game.
Okay.
Was it Monday night? I think it was Monday night or Sunday night. One of those games.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a blast tailgating. He was just like, man, I got to do this again.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, bro, you got Arian Foster in your song and you had no idea who he was.
I always love those types of stories where, like, your mom's like, that Akeem Olajuwon guy was really nice. I'm like, what? Where people just meet celebrities and have no idea who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Do y'all want to hear a snippet of Arian Foster?
Yeah.
Now, Arian Foster go by Bobby Fino.
Mm-hmm.
That's his rap name.
Yeah.
Here's a little snippet of him on Dende's song. And this song is called, what's the name? This song is called Most Days. So it's an R&B song, remind you, so. Arian Foster getting into his little R&B bag.
Most days you be asking for a little folk play, and it's okay, but it's written all over your face. You be speaking way louder with everything you don't say or you won't say. It's a cold game, and I be sitting here trying to tell myself that I won't play, sell myself something that we both ain't. Long nights full of cheap sex and cocaine, regrets feeling no pain.
It's a little Arian Foster right there.
All right.
Yeah, sounding smooth. Smooth as a baby bottom.
He is, actually.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more of that song, it's on the EP called, I want to say it's called Pregnancy Pack.
Okay.
So shout out to my dude, Dende.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch just released a new bacon-flavored cereal. So I want to know if y'all down with this. And they partner up with, I want to say this might be a bacon company or something like that. Mm-hmm. Hormel.
Yeah.
So they partner up with a new... to get a new bacon flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I mm-hmm. guess. And you could get this at Walmart. Are you down for trying this?
Okay, when you tease this, my first instinct was Cinnamon Toast Crunch has this particular lane. I don't know if I want to mess with that. But then mm-hmm. I started thinking, if I were to order a breakfast plate that had Cinnamon Toast on it, it would probably have bacon on that plate too. And somehow, some way, I would mix the two at some level, right? Just like you do, like, bacon and eggs, you grab some, whatever, you know. So I'm actually, I'm intrigued. I think I might try that.
I'm kind of intrigued by it, too. Mm-hmm. And a guy who tested out a lot of food on TikTok said it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
It wasn't terrible. So I'm kind of intrigued. I usually don't do these funky type of flavors mm-hmm. when it comes to cereal.
Right.
But I'm kind of intrigued by it, man. I just don't want to buy a whole box and then don't like it.
Right.
I wish I could just sample it and then go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would try it too. I don't know if I would like it. I like the picture you're painting, John, but I also like to keep all my food separate. I don't mix my food together.
See, I do, especially breakfast.
Yeah.
Like if you put cinnamon toast on there with a little syrup and then you got your eggs and the bacon, I know I'd get the bacon and cinnamon toast in there together at least one or two bites.
I will.
So that kind of intrigues me.
Put a little syrup on the bacon.
Yeah, man.
That's why I'm a little hesitant because I keep everything separate. I don't use a lot of condiments. But I would want to try it. I do love that glowing review of someone on TikTok of,
it's not terrible.
It wasn't terrible. Like, all right, that makes me really want to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm debating if I should buy it just to try it, man. Just to maybe do a review on it since I've been kind of.
You have to.
Yeah, yeah. I might do it, man. Yeah. I've been trying to stay away from the sweets, but I might do it. I might take one for the gang just to kind of see how it is.
All right.
Speaking of cereal, as I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So are these the best best 10 cereals of all time? I got a list right here courtesy of thetropicalfruit.com.
Mm-hmm.
They released a ranking of the best 10 cereals of all time. And I'm going to start with 10. I want to see if y'all have some type of beef. I ain't going to do what NFL.com is doing with their 100 top 100 players.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is Frosted Flakes.
Big fan.
Yeah, I love it. Classic.
Yep. Number 9 is Fruit Loops.
Oh, that's my number one.
Yeah, and by the way, this is a sidebar. I always thought it was Fruit Loops.
No, nope.
Yeah, I looked. I'm like, dang, I spelled wrong. And I'm like, oh, that's how they really spell it. I didn't realize it was Froots.
I think that's the Mandela effect. I think that's one people always point to. You're not alone. A lot of people believe that and claim that at one time it was.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the big news today? Today, literally this morning on Fruit Loops?
Mm-mm.
So funny you bring this list up. Kellogg's sold Fruit Loops.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. Who they sell it
this
to?
This morning. Well, that's part of the story. An Italian food maker called Ferrero.
Oh, Lord.
Ferrero acquired Fruit Loops, bringing Nutella and Fruit Loops under one roof
at
Ferrero for $3.1 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Fruit Loops sold for $3.1 billion?
Just imagine, just think about that. The Lakers sold for $10 billion, and a box of cereal, or the ingredients to some cereal sold for $3 billion.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. I love Ferrero Rochers. Those are like that's my favorite chocolate or candy.
Mm-hmm.
So now they got Fruit Loops. I'm in. Put some Nutella on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
That was just this morning I saw it.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So number 8, you got Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Wheaties.
Eh.
Yeah, I was surprised they made the list. Yeah. Number 6, Cap'n Crunch.
Love
with
it.
With the Crunch Berries.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have the berries.
Yeah. Number 5, Honeycombs.
Eh.
Number 4, Cinnamon Life.
Oh, that was always my number one. Yeah.
Really?
I think that's a very underrated cereal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 3, Fruity Pebbles. Number 2, Cocoa Crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
All right.
Do you have an issue with this list?
Here's how I would put it with my issue with this list. I'll ask you guys the same thing I'm going to do. Throw two of these out. You got the top 10, and I'm looking at your list now. Two you can do without the rest of your life. Which two are you throwing out?
It's easy for me. It would be Wheaties and it'd be Honeycomb.
I love Honeycomb.
Oh, no.
I love Honeycomb. Mine would be Wheaties and Cocoa Krispies. I'm not a big fan of Cocoa. Throw two out, Figgy.
I would throw out probably Wheaties and this is tough. Probably the Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah, that's where I was.
And I don't have an issue with Cocoa Krispies either.
Mm-hmm.
But
I love Honeycomb. My number one is Fruit Loops. My number two is probably Honeycomb.
Yeah. By the way, the honorable mentions in this includes Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Bunches of Oats.
Big fan of Honey Bunches of Oats. Really?
No, yeah. Only Cocoa Puffs on that list for me.
Yeah.
I need some chocolate in my cereal. I need some sugar in my cereal. I don't like these quote unquote healthier options. In fact, I'm not a breakfast eater. For cereal, I usually just eat it out of the box as like a snack throughout the day. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why I prefer like
honeycomb with milk in the morning is really good because it's kind of sweet and kind of healthy.
Yeah. Makes you feel, it's like going to Chick-fil-A. It's fast food, but you feel better about yourself leaving as opposed to something else.
Yeah.
That's Figgy's mixtape. You can send in your thoughts, your cereal rankings as well. I'm sure that's a hot topic. 713 says, who made that list? Frosted Flakes needs to be number one. So, yeah, let the hot
Tropicalfruit.com made that list.
Mm-hmm. Tropical fruit?
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, let me correct something. Fruit. Let me correct something. Ferrero bought all of Kellogg's.
Okay.
For 3 points. I looked it up. But I saw today Fruit Loops acquired by, this morning, it was actually on the elevator.
Oh, really?
Fruit Loops acquired by
on the Kellogg's. Little screen.
Yeah, but it was not. They bought all, so they got Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Pops. Big fan of Sugar Pops, Mini Wheats, and Special K.
Okay.
Oh, and Honey Smacks. Oh, Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks is good.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty. That's
yeah.
That's a good.
Good choir. Good buy.
Right. Good list you just got there. Ferrero Rocher. Not bad. We'll see what that means for those cereals moving forward. Hey, when we come back, we'll catch up with the fellas of the drive with some crosstalk and then, of course, circle back to the biggest story of the day in the Houston sports scene and how embarrassing it is. We'll talk about it next in The Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.